This is the Euthanasia Lab Podcast coming from Lake Forest, California at 12:14 p.m. I'm your host, Dylan Messino, and today we have three very special guests who will be presenting about the topic of euthanasia. We have the speaker, Michaela Moore, who's an expert for euthanasia. We have Nicholas Trafton, who is against euthanasia. And we have our third speaker, Sammy Villasenor, who will be presenting a solution about the topic of euthanasia. There are some differences between euthanasia and assisted dying, where assisted dying is where a professional doctor will give you medicine to perform your own suicide, while euthanasia, they actually perform the death. According to the My Death, My Decision article, many countries have euthanasia, like Belgium, Canada, Colombia, Luxembourg, and some states in the United States. And also, according to the Conversation Journal, 0.4 to 4% of deaths worldwide are due to euthanasia. Now,
okay, so I am against this topic of the fact that euthanasia ends the suffering of the patient, because if the patient does choose to partake in euthanasia, then it doesn't end the it may end the suffering for them in that moment, but it doesn't end the suffering for everybody that knew the patient.
Would you like to add your points, Michaela?
See, I don't see why we should have a choice in somebody's personal life. I read an article from healthytalk.org and called Living with Dying. They talk about how some people they have interviewed tried to commit suicide to end their own suffering. They were willing to kill themselves in their own home for their family to find, instead of being in a hospital where they can legally kill themselves.
Now, that brings up the topic of family in the euthanasia topic. Now, do you guys think that family should have the choice if somebody chooses to have euthanasia?
If the patient is able to make that decision by himself, I don't think the family should make that decision. But if the patient is not in a state where he can make that decision, like if he's in a coma or something, I think like his family, like his direct blood family, should be able to make that decision. But that's why it's important to talk to the patient before something like that happens, so they can know whether or not the patient would want that if they ever are in a coma.
Michaela, what would your side say on this topic?
I do believe that the family can have a choice under circumstance, but I agree with Nick that if the patient is like able to speak for themselves, that they can in turn make their own choice for euthanasia.
Now, our third discussion will be, do you guys believe religion should have a place in the euthanasia decision?
Religion should have a place in the euthanasia decision because religions have their sacred texts, and their sacred texts do touch upon issues like these, and I think people should take that into account when making this choice, because it is a big choice. And
now what would you say, Michaela?
I do not believe that religion should take place in the discussion of euthanasia, because if you want to end your suffering, why would you want to think about like the outcomes of in that situation, suffering, you on like most patients like suffer from depression and a lot of other things. Government and religion should not be connected in any form, in any sort of way. So adding religion onto the topic of euthanasia would just be detrimental to euthanasia.
Now the fourth topic is, do you guys believe euthanasia is ethical for the patient?
I believe that euthanasia is not ethical, because an existing law is that you should not kill at all. So for a doctor to be able to kill someone like that, whether it's even though the patient would want it, I don't think that should be allowed, and I don't think that it is ethical.
And your points, Michaela?
I do believe euthanasia is ethical for the patient, because most people who are in that situation would rather commit suicide than to live the way they are living. And most patients that suffer from terminal illness or are in pain, I don't see why we have like a say in somebody else's life. But okay, why should we prevent someone from ending their suffering? Why prolong the inevitable, especially when they are in pain?
And our last topic is, do you experts believe that the legalization of euthanasia should become more prominent in the United States?
I believe the legalization of euthanasia in the United States should not be more prominent, because I personally do not agree that it is ethical, and I don't think that something that is unethical should be widespread legal throughout the United States, because it just sends like a bad message and puts a bad light on all the states that do have it legalized.
And now, Michaela, I would assume you disagree with that?
I do. Legalizing euthanasia would help a lot of people in that circumstance when they are suffering with a chronic illness or a terminal illness that puts them in a spot where they don't want to like live anymore. So legalizing it would make it a lot safer for people.
Thank you for both of your discussions. Now we have our next speaker, Sammy Villasenor, who will be presenting solutions that are accompanied for both the for euthanasia and against euthanasia. So what are your solutions that you would propose, Sammy?
Some solutions I would propose for euthanasia would be the legalization, to legalize euthanasia in all states, to subsidize euthanasia so more people can have access to it, and to have more awareness about the issue to make people more informative about this subject.
And what would be your against solution for the people that are against euthanasia?
For people that are against euthanasia, some solutions can be to keep it only legal in certain states that currently have it now, and to make it more expensive so it can be harder to access.
Thank you. Those are both very good solutions that would favor both parties. Now that is our podcast. Thank you for listening in, and have a wonderful day.